Dallas Theological Seminary's Chapel Podcast.
Deuce, a good friend of mine and our speaker today for our Black History Chapel. His name is Reverend Rodney Fraser. He's from Dallas, and he has years of experience in ministry and in music and in community involvement. While at Dallas Seminary, he served for 3 years as the assistant to the chaplain and for a year in as a placement specialist for African-American students. He served in public education with the Dallas Public Schools for over 20 years, both as a teacher and as administrator. Pastor Fraser has served as the associate pastor of worship at Concord Missionary Baptist Church under the late E.K. Bailey, and now he is planning a church, New Beginnings Community Fellowship in Cedar Hill, a growing church in that part of town. Reverend Fraser is not only a minister, but a musician as well. He held a recording contract with MCA Records and was once producing under Quincy Jones. Reverend Fraser was the co-producer of the multi-platinum debut album of Minister Kirk Franklin, The Reason Why We Sing. And he is still active with the Dallas Opera, serving on the Distinguished Audience Board, a program designed for minority recruitment for the Dallas Opera. He has a wife, Ira. I think she's here today. Is Sister Ira here today? All right, glad to have you today. And you have 4 children, and they live in Duncanville. But the thing I appreciate about Pastor Fraser is he is a man who has persevered under trials, and he has not quit, but he has continued on doing what God has called him to do. Pastor Fraser, why don't you come and minister to us today?
Thank you. How wonderful it is to be here at Dallas Seminary back home. Things have kind of changed around here. Chaffer Chapel looks a whole lot different than what it looked when I was serving under Chaplain Bill. I want to first of all start off by thanking Dr. Bailey and Dr. Woodson for inviting me out to be a part of this chapel. Want to secondly acknowledge the professors that sit on my right and to my left. I want to thank each and every one of you for what you invested in me in ministry. You'll never know how much I appreciate it. And then thirdly, I want to thank Chaplain Bill, who is a dear friend of mine and took me in as his assistant, not only nurtured me as a student, but as a son as well, took me under his wings. And he and Mother Shirley Bryant, and certainly we do appreciate that. We had a lot of good times here in Planning Chapel. Well, I'm not going to keep you long because I know that we're on a time limit. Amen. And I know how these chapels can go, so I'm quite experienced at it. Since we're doing Black History, as we say in the old church, if you help me, I'll help you this morning. And then we can go have lunch at Luby's, dinner at Denny's, whatever we want to do. But we can have a good time on today. Also want to acknowledge again my wife and the members of New Beginnings Community Fellowship. I see some of you here. Thank you for coming and for sharing with us. I want to share with you a personal experience that I went through and yet kind of entangled in scripture. And I just want to talk to you about lessons from a storm. Lessons from a storm. You know, life can be a funny thing. It can be great one day and miserable the next. Forrest Gump said in the movie that Mama said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And some of us have experienced that, where your natural days are like a weather forecast. There, some days are just sunshine with no clouds, and then there are other days where it gets kind of cloudy. And then there are other days where you're just going through a thunderstorm and you're dealing with a stormy situation. It changes from time to time. I've had that experience where some days are sunny for me, and yet other days were cloudy, and other days were just very stormy in my life. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But I think if we're honest today as a seminary family, we can agree that some days are sunny, other days are stormy. Okay, you look at it, you just added two more minutes to the message. because you're looking like you don't quite understand. Let me personalize it for you, seminary students. You sunny days, you remember orientation, don't you? You arrived here on campus and Chaplain Bill greeted you with a big smile and a trumpet. Asked everybody from one side of the Mississippi to stand up, and asked everybody from the other side of the Mississippi to stand up. And you sang songs about Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, and home on the range. Those were sunny days. You had lunch with the professors, sunny days. You sang the seminary hymn with boldness and anticipation in your heart. Yes, it was a sunny day. But then for some of you, the tuition bill came. And thoughts of whether to pay it all, take a loan, or pray for a scholarship, things begin to look kind of cloudy. As we say in old church, can I get a witness? And then you went to class and you got the syllabus and you saw that you needed to buy a ton of books and that your first exam was in 2 weeks. Things went from cloudy to being stormy. All I'm saying is that sunny days don't last forever. Whether your storm is educational, physical, or whether it's emotional or spiritual, there are stormy days ahead. In our text today in Matthew 7, 24 through 27, we see a familiar story about the wise and foolish builder. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to preach this from the angle of building your life on the solid rock versus the sinking sand. I pray that you know that by now as seminary students, that your life ought to be built on the solid rock. But I want to look at the great rain, the thunderstorm, and the stormy situation that occurred and see if we can gain some principles about life in storms. Matthew 7, 24 reads, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." What can we learn about storms from this text? There's three things that I see. I want to share it with you real quickly and then take my seat. The first thing that I see is that in life, storms are inevitable. In life, storms are inevitable. You see, a storm came to both houses despite the foundation. The house that was built on the solid rock suffered a storm. The house that was built on sinking sand suffered a storm, which lets me know that if a storm is going to hit your life, it's going to hit my life, it's going to hit your neighbor's life. Regardless of your faith, you are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or heading for a storm. But you're in one of those three situations. And no matter if you dot every moral I and cross every ethical T, you will face a storm. See, the problem is you thought that because you were a Christian and had signed up for the Christian Jubilee, that God would prevent you from going through a storm, but not so, because the Bible declares that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. We are all seeds that have been planted for God's purpose. Now, everyone knows that a plant that never receives water and only sunshine will dry up, burn up, and die. So it is with your life. You've been planted here by God, and he's got to let it rain and storm sometimes to teach you and to help you grow. Amen. Let me just tell you a little bit about my story. After graduating with a THM in 2003, I thought there were sunny days ahead. And there were. The church that I had planted while here in school was growing and doing well. We had received the church plant of the year from the Southern Baptist Association. I tell you, it was sunny days. But then physically, my health began to turn. It started with my kidney, which was not functioning at the level that it should. Things went from sunny to cloudy to stormy. And after going through dialysis for 4 months, my wife, who is seated before you, got tested to give me a kidney, and she was a perfect match for a kidney transplant, and she gave me new life with a kidney. Things went from stormy back to sunny, but God wasn't through yet. I got through that storm, and then months later, I suffered complications from diabetes. The blood flow to my feet was not good and decreasing, and thereby I suffered an infection to both feet and ultimately had to have a below-knee amputation on both legs. I had to go from walking to being bedridden and using a wheelchair. But don't feel sorry for me, saints. Thank God, look at me today. God is a healer. And as you can see, I haven't missed a meal nor a bill. He moved me from that bed back to a wheelchair. Moved me from wheelchair to taking steps with forearm crutches. Moved me from forearm crutches to using a cane. And now today, I'm able to walk without a cane. I drove myself to chapel this morning, and I'm able to stand before you and preach again because God is a healer. When I went through my storm, if I can be transparent with you, I asked God, why me? And he answered and told me, why not you, Rodney? You a minister, you a pastor, does that mean that you are exempt from going through a storm? And what I realized through my storm is that if I was going to be a minister and a pastor and have an effective message for this message, then I needed to go through a mess. God brought me through that storm. And when you go through your storm, if you keep trusting him, he'll bring you through your storm. In life, storms are inevitable. But secondly, in life, storms are incredible. Storms are incredible. The text says that the storm wasn't just a sprinkle or a shower. It was strong enough to wipe out a house. You read it for yourself. It said that rains came and streams rose, which means lots of rain. Winds blew, slammed, and beat upon that house. Storms comes to show us just what we are made of. Notice that streams were rising, which means that it was lots of rain, because storms last longer than showers. Oh, I wish I had time to work that out for you. Some of you think you're going through a storm, but it's just a shower. Storms last much longer than a shower. Listen. God allows storms to last longer in order to fulfill a purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. God isn't the source of all storms. Sometimes he is the source. The Savior is the source. But sometimes it's not the Savior. Sometimes it's Satan. That's the source of storms, because he has his purpose as well. But then if it's not the Savior, if it's not Satan, sometimes it's self. Oh, you did this thing yourself. You brought this calamity on your Don't say you going through a storm when you decided the night before to study for your Hebrew exam. Self brought that on. But that's another sermon for another time. Storms last longer because of a particular purpose. And so what's the reason for the storm in the text? It's to show us that one house built on a solid rock was a sturdier, stronger structure. You can't tell the strength of a structure until you go through a storm. So don't lose hope when you go through a storm, because if it's of God or if it's of Satan, it has a purpose, but the purpose is different depending on the source. Let me put it to you this way. When God sends you through a storm, he's doing it to develop you. But when Satan sends you through a storm, he's doing it to destroy you. When God sends you through a storm, he's doing it to increase you. But when Satan sends you through a storm, he's doing it to decrease you. When God sends you through a storm, he's doing it for your construction. But when Satan sends you through a storm, he's doing it for your destruction. When God sends you through a storm, he's trying to build you up. But when Satan sends you through a storm, he's trying to tear you down. Can I get a witness? When God sends you through a storm, he's trying to bring you in. But when Satan sends you through a storm, he's trying to turn you out. There are different purposes for the storm. In life, storms are inevitable. Secondly, in life, storms are incredible. But lastly, in life, storms can be instructional. They can teach you something. Storms can teach you something about yourself. In the text, it teaches that the wise builder built on a solid rock, but the foolish builder built on sinking sand. When I went through my storm, my setback, my trouble, God taught me something. I learned several things, but I'll only share one with you. This is what I learned about trouble. God will use trouble to help you find your treasure. God will use trouble to help you find your treasure. Let me put it to you this way. This is not about a storm. This is actually about a drought in Florida in 2007 in Lake Okeechobee, which is the nation's second largest lake. That was a severe drought. It had not rained in a while, and the lake hit its lowest level on record. The areas of the shoreline receded more than a mile, and it created areas of dry lake bed where historical artifacts have been uncovered. Because of the drought, they found Native American items. They found pottery shards. They found pendants. They found a fishing trawler from 1904. Which probably sank during the hurricane in 1928, which gave evidence of tourism in that particular area of Florida, all because of that drought. All these treasures have rested just beneath the surface of the water for many years, and it took a drought or perceived trouble to bring them out in the light of the day. Oh, what are you saying, Pastor Frazier? I'm saying that my sickness wasn't necessarily a drought, but it was a storm. However, the trouble allowed me to find a treasure. Can I just take 2 minutes to tell you what treasures I found when I went through my storm? First of all, the first treasure I found a treasure of trust. Because when I went through that situation, I felt like Job, where though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Not only did I find a treasure of trust, but I found a treasure of prayer, because he walked with me and he talked with me and he told me I was his very own. And the joy that we shared as we tarried there, none other have ever known. Not only did I find a treasure of trust and find a treasure of prayer, but finally, I found a treasure of praise. Amen. When I went through my storm. I felt like David, where David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I found a treasure of praise. See, students, my praise is different now because when I graduated, I was proud of my intellectual accomplishments. But that didn't get me through my storm. It wasn't my intellect about God. It was my intimacy with God. So let me just leave you with this. It's all right to be intellectual. Just don't forget about your intimacy. It's all right, students, to be intellectual and to study botany, the study of flowers, but make sure you know the lily of the valley. It's all right to be intellectual and know astronomy, the science of the stars, but make sure you know the bright and morning star. Oh, I'm closing now. It's all right to know about geology, the study of rocks, but make sure you know the Rock of Ages and you know that he is the solid rock. Professors, I appreciate everything you did for me, and it's all right to get your PhD. But don't forget to keep on getting to know G-O-D. Students, you picked the best seminary in the world to go to. And I'm glad that you're here matriculating in the hallowed halls of Dallas Seminary. And it's good that you're here working on your master's degree. But let me tell you this much. The master's degree doesn't make the man or the woman. The master does. That is what I learned through my storm. Lessons from a storm. In life, storms are inevitable. In life, storms are incredible. And in life, storms can be instructional. Let's pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time that we have shared, and we thank you for the storms that we've encountered. And yet we thank you in advance for the storms that we shall go through and what we are going through, for we know that you have a particular purpose. But through it all, God, teach us how to trust in you and teach us how to lean on you, that we may be a better people and better Christians for your purpose. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus and by your Spirit. Amen, and thank God.